Hello, everyone, and welcome to the special edition of Me, You, Us, a well-being podcast. I'm your host, Bill Krieger, and today we will be talking about Laugh and Learn with my special guest, Dr. Jacob Weiss. He is the CEO of Hand Eye Body Academy. So, Dr. Weiss, if you'd introduce yourself, we'll get the conversation started.
Well, thanks for having me. And yeah, this sounds like a great program that you have here and very in line with a lot of my approach to well-being, especially thinking about well-being as broader than just physical well-being. And what my programs are all about is connecting your body and your brain and the social component of well-being and being able to laugh together and play together and not thinking of how can you get moving, but how can you get moving and thinking and connecting with each other in a way that you can't really separate them. It all weaves together.
Well, awesome. So I guess the question I have is, how did you get into this? Who is Jacob and how did he figure this out?
So it really evolved over time. I did my PhD research work in biomedical informatics and, you know, in short, computers and online tools in healthcare. And my focus was really around how do you involve the local nonprofits and community and family in a collaborative design for creating new tools for health and wellness. It's not just ask the doctors what they want in the hospital. You don't live in the hospital year round for most people. And so how do you connect in that again, that holistic view of the transportation resources, the financial resources, the social support, and how do you involve everyone in that process from the beginning, especially when you're creating new tools and systems that can help. And the other half of my life, I learned to juggle when I was 10 years old. That always was a part of what I did growing up. And then in college, started putting on performances on campus. In grad school, kept that going. So I really was always doing a combination of the juggling and creativity with the research and creativity. But to me, they were in many ways all the same because it was all about finding ways to bring people together, whether it was at an event where everyone's connecting and laughing and bonding together or through the online technology. And so it really wasn't a combination of both of those approaches that led to what I'm doing with Hand Eye Body, where it really was the aha moment really came of simplifying all the physical and mental benefits and the joy I got from learning to juggle. If you don't want to, you know, make juggling your main hobby or be a professional juggler, there's still, what can you do that gives you though that same feeling, that same connection, that play element? And so I developed a whole methodology of movements you can do with just one or two balls or bean bags. And it just opened up a whole world of ways for people to move, and it exercises your brain at the same time, your eyes, if you're at a computer all day or you're working outside and you need to rest or stretch your eyes, you know, people don't think of those stretches. But with these exercises, you incorporate that in while you're also giving your brain a break, giving your body a chance to get up and move and stretch. And so it became something that people all around the world have started using. So whether you're a hockey goalie coach in Moscow using it, training your players, or a yoga teacher in Brazil, or we have folks who are using it for fitness programs for Parkinson's here. And it's just amazing to see how it just wakes people up in new ways. And so that's kind of, it evolved from what I'd always been doing. And it became, what can we make that can be more accessible to everyone to incorporate into their everyday wellness?
So let's break it down just a little bit here. You said a lot, and I want to go back to a few things you said, because yeah, I don't want to lose these points. First of all, I like what you said about well-being, right? Because many times we tend to confuse wellness with well-being, right? So well-being is those five pillars that we talk about. That's the mental, physical, financial, social, and professional well-being. That's kind of the foundation of our overall well-being. So I like what you said about how this is really about well-being, whether it's I need to laugh or I need to get some joy or I need to, you know, do something. The other thing I heard was when you were talking about bringing people together. So I'm assuming that when this thing started out, you were doing this on a stage or in mm-hmm. an audience with people there. Yep. And that's evolved. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. I mean, it started, of course, from the live event world. And I'd be doing, whether it was from the corporate side of team building programs where we get everyone, you know, I was at one of the programs I was kind of combining my degree work with the juggling work. I was helping facilitate a design shop for a big nonprofit. So they were really strategizing about their future and the vision. And I remember on the second day that, you know, people definitely were heads down, not smiling, and they definitely weren't laughing together. And it was just that energy wasn't as collaborative as it would need to be. But then I spent just 15 minutes working with them, getting them up, moving together, getting them to play and smile and laugh. And it just flipped the energy in the room when everyone has that opportunity to connect in that way, which carries on for the rest of their work and collaboration. But then I also will go out. Part of our whole model is every time we're brought into a corporate event, we donate a program to the community. And so we'll go out into a program out at a nonprofit or a local school. And it's just seeing the kids' faces light up, the families. And we've had, when we've gone to even for, like we went to a, or we brought in some of the families from a local children's hospital one time. And one of the parents said to me after that it was the first time they had laughed together in over a year. So it's just, you don't realize what that laughter can mean for someone. And I know I've felt it over the past 6 months myself, not laughing as much as we normally do as a family. And so it kind of just thinking about what we've shared in the community and knowing that the importance of what that means for your overall well-being. And then it carries over to your physical well-being. If you can get energized in through the laughter and play, you can get up and moving more. And there's just so much interconnectedness to it, not just internally, but with one another. So that's what I'm saying. Everything is to me, it's all about bringing people together. And then when everything shifted online, you know, that's even harder for everyone to connect and laugh together because you're on the focused calls where you're doing all the work and you don't have those informal meeting or conversation times as much. And so I developed a whole method of creating the interactive games and exercises that can be incorporated into online meetings. And whether it's for a group all doing it together, or I've got individuals from all around the world now connecting and learning together and playing together. And so when it first started, I created a whole interactive Simon Says game when everyone was quarantined at home and that kind of built from there, especially with the online focus.
Well, and you talk about online focus, and this is something that really strikes me. A good friend of mine, Aretha Young, who I work with here at Consumers Energy, we were talking, and she brought up the fact that we keep calling it social distancing, but I really think it's physical distancing.
Exactly.
We need to maintain our social relationships because we're human beings, right? And it sounds like you've kind of cracked the code on that. And maybe, I don't know, maybe even because you're doing this online, you're able to bring people together who may not have been brought together in the past.
Oh, definitely. I think it very much is that physical distancing, not social distancing. You need, when you're physically distanced, you need the social even more. And so finding those ways to connect. And I think the thing is different people tap into different ways to connect. So it's not that one type of activity has to be what everyone connects with, but you need to find the things that you enjoy, that you can do some, especially if you can do it with your kids together and the parents together and everyone enjoying themselves. Sometimes it's hard to find something that everyone can enjoy, and that's okay. It's not that every single thing has to be for every single person, but especially I think there is that creativity, that play, the people who enjoy that, right? If all you want to do is put on your headphones and run on a treadmill, then you don't have to do anything else. But a lot of people really are missing that play. And so that's kind of where I see what I'm doing is it's not replacing every other self-care and well-being element of your life, but it's filling in something that's even more missing when you're only connecting online.
Well, and I think it goes back to that old conversation about having tools in your toolbox, right? If all you have is a hammer, then everything's a nail. Whereas if I have a plethora of tools, then I can fit that into whatever I need.
And I even talk about even for more of the fitness side of things, that what's left off of so many people's fitness programs is that hand-eye coordination, the cognitive brain exercises. And that's what, if you can find a way to weave it in. So some of the exercises that I do for more on the fitness movement side, you know, you can weave in some of these other elements into your fitness movements that you already were doing. So you're not even adding more time to your already tight schedule. It's just, you don't think about that. And that hasn't really been as common. Now, there are, you know, a lot of the athlete trainers and professional sports, they are incorporating these type of training programs, but it hasn't really gotten mainstream yet. I think it's definitely going that way, but it's just, again, something people don't think about, and they don't realize all of the benefits that they're missing, that, you know, you don't see too often laughter and play listed on the fitness programs that you're signing up for, and especially for adults. And play can look different for adults, right? It might be a fun challenge that you try to figure out a movement that you didn't know how to do at first, and then you find a way to figure out, and that when it clicks, it feels great. That you don't have to think of play as just, you know, playing with blocks on the floor of a preschool. There's so many ways to think of what play can be, even for adults.
Well, and that's interesting too, because I think as we grow up and into adults, we definitely forget about play. Everything becomes work and all of that. Now, speaking of play, though, here at Consumers Energy, I believe on November 10th, you will be showing your program in a couple of different sessions. We'll also be recording that. So if you work here at Consumers Energy, please make sure you will be getting an invite. Make sure you choose one of those invites. But can you give us a little like hint about what this is going to be like, Jacob? Because I got to tell you, I have tried juggling in the past, and it's not pretty at the Krieger household when they're trying to juggle. So I'm excited about that. But talk about what the program's going to show us.
So I'll definitely incorporate some of the fun juggling and physical comedy and things that came from the live stage shows and entertainment. But a lot of it is really going to be just a way for you to learn new ways to move and play together. So do not be intimidated by the word juggling. You do not need to be able to juggle. You will not be expected to learn to juggle. It's all things that any age can do. And I'll actually be sharing different modifications. So things that if you have, you know, a young child or an older parent, that can work for really anyone at any ability level. But the whole thing, it's going to be very interactive. So it's not that you're just sitting there watching. A big part of my approach, especially with the virtual programs, it opens up new ways to have programs, right? If there's an audience and everyone's sitting in chairs, it's hard to get everyone up and moving and interactive. But now you really can. We've got different interactive elements of the screen that make it that almost that brain game type of thing, but you're still up and moving. And a big part, it's not just what you experience and being able to laugh and play together in the call. It's also, you'll be learning these tools that you can take and incorporate into your everyday well-being exercises, your practices, a moving meditation to help you start the day, or if you need to step back from the computer, or if you're working outside and pause from what you're doing. And a big part of my approach too is it gives you a chance to learn a sort of growth mindset, right? What you just said about, it's pretty ugly when I try to juggle at home,
right?
It's getting you to practice being able to say, okay, well, this is not something I can do currently, but I know if I put in the hours to make it happen, I could do it. And the more you can practice thinking that, right, especially about fun things, right? It's easy to say, I can't sing, or I can't dance, or I can't juggle, or whatever it is. When you can think around the fun things and the kind of smaller things of practicing saying, I can't do that right now, but I know if I put in the hours, I could do that. And you don't have to put in the hours to everything. You can choose to spend your hours in other ways. But then when you do see that something, whether it's a career path or a big project or a goal or a challenge that you have, you've already practiced saying, if I put in the hours, I know I can do it. And it might be a slow progress, but you don't stop yourself before you get started. And so while that's not all, you know, what we talk about on the call just the whole time, it's, again, it's fun, it's interactive, that's still something that is part of what you as just another way to tap into that growth mindset reminder, especially when things are hard. And I've used it myself with my wife, and I have our 3-year-old daughter. She has eczema, and so she's scratching a lot, and especially at night. So she is now, well, she can sleep through the night because we're helping scratch her when she stirs, right, and is itchy, but we're not getting sleep. And I've actually used this model of comparing the trying and dropping. We have a whole framework, our Path to Success framework, on the image of it. It says, try, drop, over and over down the page, pause, breathe, try, catch, repeat, succeed. So it's a way to tap into recognizing that perspective. So like when we're up all night scratching, I'll actually say, okay, we're in the trying and dropping mode right now. But if I can pause and breathe and just appreciate the time we're here together, I know we'll get better over time and we'll eventually be able to be sleeping more. And so it made it so instead of being frustrated at night, it helped me have that perspective and just pause and stay present in the moment. And so, again, you can do that in a lot of ways. This is just one more metaphor and experience and hook that can help you tap into that at times when you really need it.
Well, and I think it shows us that the times that we fail when we try and drop, right, are actually making us better for the times that we don't fail. And failure's okay, right? We can drop the ball and learn from it and figure out how to move forward. So I am very excited. Again, it'll be November 10th here at Consumers Energy. For our coworkers, look for that email in your inbox. It'll have instructions on how to get that on your calendar. And it's going to be very exciting. Now, what about people who don't work for Consumers Energy? Like, how can they find out about this and maybe take advantage?
Sure. Well, we've got programs that are open to everyone from around the world. Our website is handeyebody.com. And on Instagram, it's at handeyebody. And you can see examples of all different exercises and challenges that we've created that you can work on. All you need is a tennis ball at home or even a rolled up sock. You don't need any fancy equipment to start practicing it. And we've got programs that, for example, for people who are really into understanding how to incorporate this into their exercises, or if you teach, if yoga teachers or coaches can incorporate this into coaching, and we've got a whole online academy program for that. And we're also developing new programs for corporate wellness, right? So little short brain breaks that you can use at your desk at work. And for schools, we're starting to develop programs for schools and mixing it into PE programs. And so definitely anyone who's interested can check out our website or Instagram, or contact me directly through our online sites as well.
All right. Excellent. Well, we're getting to that point where we're going to start wrapping up the podcast. It's been a lot of fun. I'd like to drag this out a little bit longer, but I know we all have things to do. So, Jacob, is there anything else you'd like to share with the audience before we close?
No, I think we tapped a lot. Well, I guess one thing that I share in a lot of my programs, definitely for the podcast listeners as well, is a quote that really drives a lot of what I do. And it's from an old comedian, musician named Victor Borge. And he said, "Laughter is the shortest distance between two people." And I think that's something for us all to remember, especially when we're physically distant, to find ways to not leave out the laughter, even at times when it's hard, that laughter is what's keeping us connected together.
That's great advice. And for anyone who doesn't know who Victor Borge is, go out to YouTube, check out some of those YouTube videos out there. Pretty amazing stuff. I couldn't agree more. Well, again, thanks for being on the show, Jacob. And again, I want to get that website address one more time. That's handeyebody.com.
Yes.
Handeyebody.com. HandeyeBody.com for more information about Dr. Weiss's group and the work that they do. And again, thank you so much for taking the time out to be on the program today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I've had a lot of fun.
And a special thank you to the audience for tuning in today. And be sure and tune in every Wednesday and Friday as we talk about the things that impact your personal well-being.